Track 11. Listening Part 4, Worksheet 2. You will hear an interview with a boy called Liam Banks, who helped to organise a local environmental project called a clean-up day. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Now we're going to talk to a young man called Liam Banks, who's here to talk about a clean-up day he helped to organise in his town. Liam, what is a clean-up day and how did you get involved?
A clean-up day is where everyone comes together in a town or neighbourhood as volunteers and basically cleans it up, making it tidier and more environmentally friendly. It's easy to think, that's not my responsibility, and turn away, counting on the local council to deal with it instead. But having gone into various environmental issues in science classes, I realised we've got a shared responsibility to face up to things and make our communities greener.
What did you organise for the day?
I was responsible for getting volunteers together. I was confident I could get a sufficient number of people interested in helping out if I spoke to people. I had tons of convincing arguments. The problem was I couldn't speak to everyone face to face. In the end, we got loads of posters printed asking people to just turn up on the day and bring whatever cleaning stuff they had. Rubbish sacks, brushes and things like that.
So, what happened on the day?
We started early in the morning. Our meeting point was outside the park gates. Everyone was there with buckets and gloves, ready to get on with the work. I was just filled with pride. It was fantastic to see how much people cared about their community. There were a couple of reporters there from local newspapers too. It hadn't crossed my mind to invite them. One of the other organisers had though, and they published an article about what we'd done.
And you cleared the pond out first?
Yeah. It's not deep, so we got in there and cleared away tons of plastic bags, as well as weeds that were killing off other green plants. There are ducks and fish in the pond, and it's crucial for them to have a healthy place to live. When I was in there, I suddenly got annoyed about how the pond had got in such a bad state. There are litter bins everywhere, and it's not hard to use them. One thing I learned was that we'll have to make an effort to keep the pond in good condition.
What else did you do on the day? Were there any disappointments, or did everything go well?
We picked up litter in the centre of town, brushed paths and cleaned the windows of buildings which are currently empty. We got to chat to everyone who turned up, even though it was only briefly. One thing we regret is failing to provide refreshments for them. We should have thought of that. Nobody expressed any dissatisfaction with what they had to do, though, or tried to get out of working hard, and I'm really grateful for that.
How do you feel now about being involved in the clean-up day?
What we did was just a tiny drop in the ocean. You've got to constantly work hard to get the message out there to people that we need to keep our planet clean and green, not only for our generation, but for those to follow. I won't stop here. I've come up with loads of ideas I want to get on with. I know one person can't change the world, but you have to keep shouting about what you believe in and hope other people will back you up.
How can people be more environmentally friendly?
Everyone's got busy lives, and you can't expect people to give up all their free time to help out in local clean-up operations all the time. But everyone's read articles about people's impact on the Earth and what they can do to minimise damage. There's nothing to stop you turning off the tap while you clean your teeth, instead of leaving it running, or making sure you recycle things wherever you can. These things don't really take any time or effort.
Now listen again.
Now we're going to talk to a young man called Liam Banks, who's here to talk about a clean-up day he helped to organise in his town. Liam, what is a clean-up day and how did you get involved?
A clean-up day is where everyone comes together in a town or neighbourhood as volunteers and basically cleans it up, making it tidier and more environmentally friendly. It's easy to think, that's not my responsibility, and turn away, counting on the local council to deal with it instead. But having gone into various environmental issues in science classes, I realised we've got a shared responsibility to face up to things and make our communities greener.
What did you organise for the day?
I was responsible for getting volunteers together. I was confident I could get a sufficient number of people interested in helping out if I spoke to people. I had tons of convincing arguments. The problem was I couldn't speak to everyone face to face. In the end, we got loads of posters printed asking people to just turn up on the day and bring whatever cleaning stuff they had. Rubbish sacks, brushes and things like that.
So, what happened on the day?
We started early in the morning. Our meeting point was outside the park gates. Everyone was there with buckets and gloves, ready to get on with the work. I was just filled with pride. It was fantastic to see how much people cared about their community. There were a couple of reporters there from local newspapers too. It hadn't crossed my mind to invite them. One of the other organisers had though, and they published an article about what we'd done.
And you cleared the pond out first?
Yeah. It's not deep, so we got in there and cleared away tons of plastic bags, as well as weeds that were killing off other green plants. There are ducks and fish in the pond, and it's crucial for them to have a healthy place to live. When I was in there, I suddenly got annoyed about how the pond had got in such a bad state. There are litter bins everywhere, and it's not hard to use them. One thing I learned was that we'll have to make an effort to keep the pond in good condition.
What else did you do on the day? Were there any disappointments, or did everything go well?
We picked up litter in the centre of town, brushed paths and cleaned the windows of buildings which are currently empty. We got to chat to everyone who turned up, even though it was only briefly. One thing we regret is failing to provide refreshments for them. We should have thought of that. Nobody expressed any dissatisfaction with what they had to do, though, or tried to get out of working hard, and I'm really grateful for that.
How do you feel now about being involved in the clean-up day?
What we did was just a tiny drop in the ocean. You've got to constantly work hard to get the message out there to people that we need to keep our planet clean and green, not only for our generation, but for those to follow. I won't stop here. I've come up with loads of ideas I want to get on with. I know one person can't change the world, but you have to keep shouting about what you believe in and hope other people will back you up.
How can people be more environmentally friendly?
Everyone's got busy lives, and you can't expect people to give up all their free time to help out in local clean-up operations all the time. But everyone's read articles about people's impact on the earth and what they can do to minimise damage. There's nothing to stop you turning off the tap while you clean your teeth, instead of leaving it running, or making sure you recycle things wherever you can. These things don't really take any time or effort.